What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back for our continuing coverage of the historic winter storm. We are joined by Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, otherwise known as GOSEP. Jacques, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you, Neil?
Thank you, sir, for joining us today. We know you're very busy. I know that the snowfall stopped through most parts of the state at some point in time yesterday, late afternoon, early evening. And I got to imagine that the assessment has started this morning. And other than the obvious that everything on the ground is white, are there any other revelations?
Well, you know, one of the things that we first want to highlight, I think you were touching it in an earlier segment, is up until yesterday and all the way through yesterday, we had only had 50 accidents statewide, which is just phenomenal, that people heeded our warning. So since this morning, since we came on the show, in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Lafayette, we've had over 50 accidents.
Wow.
So, again, we're asking people, please stay off the road for 24 hours. I understand it's difficult, and it's exactly what you said. When we have an accident and a power line is damaged, it is impacting more people than you can imagine. So please just stay off the roads.
Yeah, and it's not just, you know, power. It affects other systems that rely on power, right? Sewage, water, all kinds of different things that could be the downstream implication.
Absolutely. The first aspect that we're having when you get the cold is the water systems. Now, the water systems, you know, when you start having them degraded already, they put generator systems. But if the power goes out to a water system and now you're taking an element of risk that doesn't need to be there, the generator's going to come on, but maybe the system will be overloaded. Maybe it will be compounded by a simple power outage because someone ran off the road and took a power line out. So it's very complex, and just a decision to get on the road could have catastrophic consequences for people that you don't even know in your community.
So, Jacques, for the benefit of the listening audience, still there's a lot of road closures, right? Interstates not open, right?
That's right. So if you kind of look at, and once again, we talk about virtual.la.gov. But if you look at the road closures, and if you go to the on that element, the 511 for DOTD, the interstates are closed in a bright blue highlighting. Well, when you look at the New Orleans area, the Twin Spans are closed, the interstate is closed, the Crescent City Connection is closed, the Huey P. Long is closed, the Luling Bridge is closed, Highway 90 coming in is closed. And the interstate is closed, and then I-55 is closed. So it is an element of road closures. Anything that has an elevated portion surrounding the NOLA metro area is closed, and it's pretty significant. So please just, again, stay at home.
A recently snow-plowed road, I said earlier that does not lead to a 100% guarantee that there's still not ice on that roadway, right?
Right. And one of the things that we're learning, and particularly we had an opportunity for Jay Grimes, our climatologist, to talk to DOTD. This is different. Okay. Normally, a sleet and ice will create a road that is a black ice, very thin, very flat. This snow ice that is freezing is like, it's like moguls if you had to put it in ice. So it is very unstable to drive upon. Even as we're scraping the road, there is residue that is still there. So it is very difficult. The Arkansas team that we have, the 45 trucks we have for them, are doing great work. DOTD is doing great work. What we're seeing now is even the parishes are starting to get local contractors out there to clear parish and municipal roads, but it does not scrape all the ice off at one time. It requires multiple passes to get the ice off the roads. It's very difficult.
We're visiting with Jacques Thibodeau, director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Jacques, I said earlier, that's one step of a process, right? So when the temperatures do rise above freezing, those particular areas that have been snowplowed tend to melt faster than others. And in the hopes of, at some point down the road, being able to create a passable lane on that roadway. And again, it doesn't mean that, like, when the temperature gets down into the 20s this evening, that if you go on that roadway this evening, that you're not going to find ice there, because you will, and you can't drive 35 miles an hour.
That's true. Absolutely right. So what we're concerned with tonight is the hardest part is to come. We're concerned about the fact of what we're going to look at here is people are seeing sunlight out there and say it's okay to get out. And then once it starts hitting 5 o'clock tonight, then it's going to really get bad. Tonight and tomorrow, we're looking still at single digit temperatures. For the first time in 40 years of emergency management, New Iberia temperature this morning was 2 degrees. I have never seen that in all my time. And so we're looking at tonight, you're looking at single digits for the areas along the coast because the precipitation is so high from the Gulf. New Orleans itself is probably going to be low teens to mid-teens. So this is going to be a major event, and the worst for us is to come tonight.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I guess the advice is don't let your guard down, right? You know, just
absolutely. And that's one of the things where I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, John.
No, you have to nail on the head. Don't let your guard down. A hurricane, just because a hurricane comes through, it doesn't mean it's over with the day after. We fight through this thing all the time. What I try to tell people is you can never win against Mother Nature. The best you can do is fight to a draw. And right now, we're fighting Mother Nature tooth and nail just to fight to a draw. It's difficult to keep up with what we're going to face tonight and into tomorrow morning.
We have had I've said this many times, both Tommy Tucker and I last night and again this morning and through the day, that collectively the leadership in the state has really hit the mark. But we're entering a phase now, and you know this better than most, that really requires even more compliance by our citizenry than before. And if we're going to recover and recover in a safe way, it is that compliance and heeding the advice of officials that is going to lead us to a quicker, safer, faster recovery.
Absolutely. I can tell you one of the things that just has got me, you know, I think about all day long today is that we have been, everyone has had power in their houses. So what we're starting to see now is with these space heaters, we're starting to see house fires that are starting to pop up because people are plugging a space heater into a surge protector or they're putting it close to curtains. And that is seriously concerning to us. So we are asking everyone, please heed your local officials' warnings. As you listen to the WWL, the coverage that you guys have been doing is excellent. And the advice that y'all been giving is excellent. So again, we've got to just stay on our guard and not get anyone hurt tonight or into tomorrow morning.
What is your biggest concern at this at the present time? I know the governor and you guys have been communicating stuff real time in an excellent way. Anything for the next several hours? I mean, I know we're getting above freezing probably right about now. I hadn't checked it in about an hour down here. And we're going to begin to see, I guess, a more accelerated melt. What challenges does that present?
It's quite a bit. It does. This is all part of the learning process for us. Thank goodness we have the Arkansas subject matter experts that are with DOTD every day. Right now, everything is our elevated roads. That's our biggest concern right now. When you look at anything that's elevated over a body of water is freezing and refreezing quickly. So you think about even an elevated bridge that may only be 5 or 6 feet on airline highway that goes over a drainage canal, that's going to ice over. So, as you drive through all of the East Bank and West Banks, you have to think about that. When you'll notice the difference in a road will be black and then a bridge will be a light-colored gray, in all likelihood, that's going to be ice that you just will not see at night. So anything that's over an elevated water span that's a road here, be very cautious when approaching that bridge.
Yeah. Absolutely. Any other challenges? I know where do we stand with power outages throughout the state?
Well, that's been one of the biggest victories that we've seen is because of all of the preemptive work that all of the utility companies and the co-ops have done. The most power outages we had statewide was 11,000 people. That's out of about 3 million structures that are being tracked. So 11,000. So what we see is we track it all day long. We're right now about 4,500 without power because the utility companies are so good at it, turning it back on. So that's been one of the huge success stories of how the parish governments and the state agencies have worked with the utility companies to keep that power on. Power is lifeline. to be in your house with power is a lifeline for you, and it reduces the amount of risk. So I'm really proud of that element of the electricity that has been managed across the state.
Jacques, part of the incentive for people staying home is having, their internet service, the cable providers. Are y'all hearing anything relative to cable providers?
No, all of those structures are good. And just to kind of let everybody know, we had some additional elements that you should have seen in the alert warnings that we tested. You should have seen some LA Wallet alerts come out. We also had a new system here at GOCEP to where anyone that is over the age of 18 in the state of Louisiana that is driving, through our alert system, we were able to send out an alert. In the span of 30 seconds, we impacted an alert for 2.3 million people.
Wow.
So all of those aspects and the fact that the internet seems to be working fine, the cable system seems to be working fine, and the satellite systems now are absolutely clear. So you're seeing those alerts that you're seeing are actually coming from GOCEP that are going out statewide.
Awesome. And I've seen them, several times already. Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate your time and your insights. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.